How can you still be alive, Canis? Damn it, give me some answers here.
Perhaps, Captain Beckett, you should be more concerned about how you are still alive.
What are you talking about?
You were aboard the Odyssey when it was destroyed.
Aboard the Odyssey? I don't remember that. Hang on. Wait. Saren.
Yes, Dr. Saren.
What is this place? You said it was called Uknar Zero? Your planet was destroyed.
No thanks to you, Captain. It was indeed destroyed. But we Uknar live in more than one plane of existence. You may recall that when you first arrived in my part of the galaxy, several members of your crew were missing.
57 to be precise.
They are here too.
Show them to me. Let me see them.
Later, we have other things to discuss for the time being.
Let me guess, this has something to do with Saren, doesn't it?
More than you could ever know, Captain. He has placed the entire galaxy at risk with his scheming. And it started 90 years ago. Aboard the USS Odyssey. Here, let me show you.
Space, the everlasting frontier. These are the journeys of the USS Twilight. Our mission? To seek out new forms of life and new civilizations. To go boldly where no man, where no one has gone before. Episode 1, Nightfall. Captain Terenz Starlog. July 27th, 2169. It has been 3 days since we found the ship floating near the Mutara Nebula. The man aboard, a Dr. Saren, was gravely injured when we discovered him. But our kind doctor has managed to nurse him back to health. During my many conversations with Saren, he has revealed a uniquely brilliant mind to me. His theories on the galaxy are quite astounding. He claims to be an Elorian, a race I am not familiar with. He has asked my permission to test a new design on our engines. If it works the way we all hope, star travel will be changed forever. No more warp drive, mere instantaneous travel across the galaxy, or even across the universe, as Dr. Saren hopes. And still, despite my willingness to go through with this plan, and my fondness for the Doctor, there is an undercurrent in the man, a great pain which is not revealed to me. End log.
This is Saren. We're ready down here, Captain. May we boldly go?
Very good, Doctor. Proceed.
Oh, don't worry, Captain. I intend to. Charge the device at 80% and hold it there. Good, good. Everything is working perfectly. Take it up to 95.
Doctor, is that not too high for a test run?
Not at all.
According to these readings, the hull is beginning to buckle in several places.
You worry too much, Taren. Before you know it, we will be on the other side of the galaxy.
Perhaps we should postpone this test.
In all honesty, Captain, I'd rather not. Anyone else like to argue? Good. Put it up to 110%. We really are going where no man has gone before. Sauron's experiment worked to a certain degree. Although we suspect now that he was well aware of what he was doing.
Where did the ship go, Canis?
Even we are not completely sure about that. But we know eventually it crossed into our plane here at Lucrazio.
Still got that cough, I see.
It is irrelevant. Sauron sent the Odyssey through time and space to multiple dimensions, to unspeakable horrors. And then he ended up here, what we would call paradise. But much as in your human fable, we were forced to cast him out. He took the Odyssey with him, and we never saw him again.
Until I found him drifting in space. If I'm here, does that mean the Odyssey's here as well?
We have not detected it anywhere. Perhaps it was actually destroyed by the twilight.
I think that's too much to hope for, don't you?
Quite possibly, Sauron has proved to be quite resilient in the past.
He's out there somewhere. We have to find him.
I am afraid that would be quite impossible, Captain Beckett. You must never leave this place. Ever. You will die here with Yorgnar.